We were running a little ahead of schedule earlier, so we opened up public comment.
That's all right. Thank you for the opportunity. I wasn't actually going to make one, but since...
Well, that's all right. Hey, you know.
My name is Bonnie Ram. I'm from the University of Delaware, Center for Clean Power Integration. And we are following the comprehensive plan. And one of the issues that we are interested in on the utility section is that there's been some information on electricity and natural gas. And we were interested to know if there might be some exploration of the economic development benefits of renewable energies. And if so, we have lots of information on that, and specific to Sussex County. There is a lot of activity going on, but there doesn't seem to be any information flow into the plan. And so rather than comment, if there's anything that we can provide or explain or be part of other meetings that might be more relevant related to utilities, we would be happy to provide that information.
Sure. Thank you very much.
We have an objective.
For renewable energy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we have an objective and a strategy.
Right, but there's no specifics, so I was wondering about where the specifics are, like what kind of renewable energy, because it's everything from solar PV to geothermal to farmer-based land wind turbines to offshore wind turbines. All these activities are going on, and there is not any reflection of that.
Can you make sure that Alexis has your contact information?
Absolutely. Yeah.
That way, so we'll talk with our engineering department, and, you know, that way we can get back in touch with you, because that'll save us from reinventing the wheel, if, you know, to put that in if we have to.
Mm. Generally, the county is more of a facilitator in those types of things, but we do have a role in facilitating, and so
between the utilities and the recognized users.
Yeah. And we have actually more recently, I mean, as it pertains to like internet and that kind of stuff, high speed internet, have been more engaged at the county council level, not at the commission level.
Yeah, but that, yeah, no, it's, I mean, something we should probably, I think we're silent on in the narrative.
In the narrative, we could at least recognize there's multiple opportunities for different types of renewable energy sources, and kind of list and then reference, then it kind of gives a little bit more to the goal and objective.
So, strategy. And you have information about what, I know we all kind of know anecdotally what's here, but you all have sort of some data on what currently exists. That would probably maybe be helpful for just...
And then also what we're looking into is, we know that the state is having a few challenges on financial issues, but there have been, thank you for that. There have been grants, and there's a green energy fund, and there's a renewable energy task force, and so there are resources, particularly in the farming community, which I think gets sort of left out sometimes on some of these utility scale renewable energy, and there are a lot of good examples of how that sector may also benefit. So, depending on how much detail you want, but I'd be happy to. Yes, I will get that.
Okay, yeah, thanks.
I didn't come prepared today. I wasn't planning.
No, but
I
that's
said.
Helpful.
Hey, when you walk in a door, you expose yourself.
And I figured there isn't a big line, so I thought I'd take you up and I appreciate the opening.
Okay, well, thank you for
thank you very much.
For speaking.
I'll get that for you.
Anyone else with a public comment? I think, are we done?
I think we're done.
We've set our schedule for next time. You've got to take care of your brother. You stand adjourned.